Despite a long campaign season, one issue was consistently missing from the debates: education. A recent study by the Foundation for Child Development spells out the dire situation. By the fourth grade, more than half of white or Asian American children cannot read at grade level. For Latino, African American, or Native American children, the numbers are even worse. By the fourth grade, more than 80% of these children cannot read at their grade level. We're joined now by Ruby Takanishi, president of the Foundation for Child Development. Welcome to Latino USA, Ruby.
Thank you.
You know, I have to tell you that just reading through some of the notes to prepare for this interview, my jaw dropped. I just cannot believe these statistics. This sounds like we need an emergency crisis bailout, just like what happened for Wall Street.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I think education and the economy are very much interrelated. But, you know, you look at the economic plans and positions, and there's no mention about our educational system and, you know, how we prepare people for the future, for jobs, for, you know, contributing to the economy. So I just can't understand why more people aren't upset about this.
Some of the statistics that you point out are things that probably a lot of people don't realize. For example, what exactly is the number of states that require children to attend pre-K?
None.
Zero.
It's all voluntary.
Okay, and what is the number of states that demands that children be in a full-day kindergarten program? Something that I was in way back in the 1960s. How many states require that of their kids?
About 18. Basically, universal public education in the United States does not begin with kindergarten. It begins with grade one.
And that means what in terms of the statistics for these low performing rates of literacy?
I think what these statistics indicate is that starting early matters. And if you come from a disadvantaged circumstance, that it's even more important. I think we're losing very large numbers of children even before they begin kindergarten or first grade. And you start to lose even more children by the first time the National Assessment of Education Progress test is administered.
All right. So when people say, well, but we had a huge program, No Child Left Behind, supposed to be, you know, taking care of the kids, what happened?
Well, that program is not based on what works for disadvantaged children. So, for example, one evidence-based program or approach that works, that we know works for low-income children who are the, you know, beneficiaries of No Child Left Behind, is high-quality, good early education. And for Latino kids, we know that good programs can make a very significant difference in their learning and achievement. However, No Child Left Behind, I believe maybe between 5 and 7% of those funds are being used for pre-K programs. So one of the things that we would like to have happen in the reauthorization of No Child Left Behind is a very clear signal from the federal government that Title I funds can be used for pre-K programs.
Ruby, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
You're welcome.
Ruby Takanishi is the president of the Foundation for Child Development.